This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. India's Prime Minister Modi has dropped a contentious executive order that had made it easier for the country to seize land by eminent domain for infrastructure or industry, confirming a reversal on a measure that his administration had touted as important in reviving the economy. Western Union has forced the termination and replacement of several monitors for its legal settlement in Arizona on compliance with an order that it stopped money laundering, arguing essentially that the monitors were too tough, too strict. According to federal data, 66% of food service workers, 52% of retail workers, and 40% of janitors and house cleaners have at most a week's notice on changes in their schedules. A commitment by Senator Barbara McCluskey, Democrat of Maryland, that she would back the Iran deal meant that a presidential veto could not be overridden in the Senate, handing President Obama a legacy victory in Iran. Among 190 countries, only 44 legislatures met the United Nations goal of having 30% of their membership composed of women. Scientists estimate that approximately 90% of seabirds have some plastic in their digestive system. Global plastic production has doubled every 11 years since the 1950s and now exceeds 300 million tons annually. Reportedly, 150,000 people have volunteered for the Bernie Sanders campaign online. On a mid-August weekend in Iowa, 1,700 volunteers marched out of 15 campaign offices there and hit 17,000 doors and made 10,000 calls. Guatemalan President Otto Perez Molina has resigned, saying he would face charges in a customs fraud scandal that has generated a sweeping protest movement of citizens enraged by government corruption. After his resignation, they put him in jail. China says that it will reduce its military by 300,000 people. War and upheaval across parts of the Middle East and North Africa in recent years have driven more than 13 million children from school, 40% of the affected area's school-age population, according to the United Nations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.